I was hammering people on Twitter with it. Were all yesterday alone saying, Falcons are a bad team. I don't care if they're 5-3. They're not very good. They're going to lose. And I'm like, well, good teams win games that are close.
I'll put it like this. You don't like being negative towards your teams, but you like being negative towards anybody that has a criticism that you don't agree with.
Yeah.
With your teams.
That's right.
That's where your hatred is, your hate is fueled. That's where you recharge.
Can I reword it a little bit?
Sure.
I love coming at people who are wrong. How about that?
Instead of hate, it's I love. Okay.
That would be a really good way to put it if you're. If it wasn't opinion-based.
You should work in PR.
I'm always right.
You know what I mean? A heck of a spin.
I'm always right.
If it was fact-based, I would completely agree with what you were talking about. But
well, do you think good?
A heck of a spin.
Do you guys think good teams win close games and bad teams lose them? Because I'm going to tell you something. When you're 5-3 and every game you've played in has been close but one or two, and you're 1-1 in those other games, so throw those out. You're 4-2 in close games. I thought that was a sign of a good team.
Well,
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let me kind of bring. I agree with you, and I do think the Falcons are a good team. But let me show you the other side of the coin here. I think there have been fraudulent 5-3 teams in the past.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the other side of the coin. If you want to go there with it,
I
don't think the Falcons are one of those. Just to be clear, again, I think the Falcons are a good football team, and I think it builds character to win close games, especially when you are on the road and they have been as good as they have on the road. I think it says something about you.
But see, I think you can be a dominant 13-4 and lose in the first round, and people might say, "Oh, see, they were a fraud." I don't think that makes them a fraud. I just think that's how it plays out in the NFL. Styles make fights, and that's why for whatever reason the style that Tampa Bay plays defensively. Kirk Cousins eats on, and there are other teams that have gotten after Kirk Cousins that have you know he went hungry that day.
Imagine the conversations in those meeting rooms yesterday or today or whenever they're showing up saying, "Man, why did we stop running the ball?"
I looked this up because it was something that I got to the end of the stats yesterday. I was looking over some stuff before I did an interview in Tennessee, and I said. They ran for 102 yards, and I said, damn, I think they had like 80 in the end of the first half. Turns out they had 17 carries for 74 yards in the first half. They had 5 carries the rest of the game, yeah. 5 attempted rushes.
And brutal. It wasn't like the game got out of hand. You know, that's the crazy part. It's not like the game got out of hand at halftime or anything. It's just, it's wild, man. But you love the answers either way from both sides, honestly. It made a good game.